Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's Jimmy bringing us back. The great, the late, great Jimi Hendrix. Watchtower. Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Paul Angles. Angles-Inc.com is his website. You can find out all the things he does to help people with their online experience. Digital marketing expert extraordinaire, right, Paul? You've been doing this a long time. You've taught.
I have.
You taught most. You're a pioneer, right?
I was one of the early ones.
Yeah.
The first NFL website.
Exactly, and created the cost per click algorithm and that whole idea. So and owned that for a while, didn't you?
I did. Not anymore, but I owned that.
So Google. We've been talking about Facebook. Blend Google. Let's bring in this other 1,200-pound gorilla, and compare and contrast doing business with Google as a advertising with Google as opposed to advertising with Facebook. What are the differences?
Well, I think an easy way to look at Google is to compare them to the old Yellow Pages. When people are looking for something, they go to Google. And so the ads in front of Google are very transactional. It's a good way to get people right in the moment. The ads can be very, very expensive because everybody knows that, so everybody's
right.
Bidding on them.
I remember when they were a nickel.
Yeah, those days are long gone.
I knew people, and I may have said this to you before, but I knew people back in the day who got rich, basically arbitraging. You know, they would buy ads for dirt cheap, and it was just flooding people to their store, and they were making thousands of dollars a month that way.
Well, you know, there's still an arbitrage going on, but the price is a lot more expensive, so you have to be a lot more careful, and you have to
be a lot
better.
Smarter, yeah.
I have a client where I basically have an unlimited budget. I can spend as much as I want, and because their sales are so high.
Right.
I spent $500,000 for them last year, and they were asking why I didn't spend more.
Wow.
Because Google can be that good.
Huh. Who would you recommend Google for?
You know, anyone who's doing really transactional type business, and that can be a restaurant that is trying to get people in right now. Anyone that it's less about who you are and but more about what you're offering. You know, what is your offer?
Right.
How do you get to your store? How do you get to your restaurant? People who are in the moment. Those are the ones I would recommend Google for. There are a lot of things that people aren't searching for.
Now, are these the ad? How do these manifest? I mean, I see the ad clicks on the ad stacks on somebody's website, or you do a Google search, and the first three are advertisement options, or you see an ad on the right. Well, how do they manifest? Do you decide that?
Well, it's an auction. So you're bidding against the other advertisers for that search term.
Right. I know, but they're coming up different ways, though. They're coming up as a link, or they come up as an actual ad.
Well, the ones that come up as an organic link, that's a whole separate division. That's organic search.
You bid on those for sure, right?
On the organic ones, no, you don't bid on those.
Okay.
You have to create those.
You have to earn that.
You earn it, right.
Right.
So that's more like public relations.
Okay.
And if you're in the media and you're well known in the media.
But it still says ad, though, Paul.
So I'm sorry. The ones that say ad, those are the ones you're buying.
That's what I'm saying. Those are the ones you're bidding on. No, I'm not talking about organically being at the top of the list. I mean, the ones you're bidding, the ones that say ads, it actually says an ad right there beside. It looks like all the others except it says ad.
Right. So those are the ones that are being paid for. That's an auction.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a number of factors involved. One is how much you're bidding, but the other is what the click rate on your ad is.
Mm-hmm.
The higher your click rate, the better your ad placement is.
Mm-hmm.
Because off of a higher click rate than a low one.
So do you recommend Google? When do you recommend Google over Facebook?
I usually recommend starting with Google. If you don't have a Facebook presence, if you have a big Facebook presence already, then stick with Facebook. But if you don't and your business is more transactional, then start with Google because their reporting is so good.
And if somebody needs help with this, you can help them with. That's what you do, right?
That's what I do. Yeah.
Go to angles-inc.com and find out how you can help them with that. Okay. Hey, Paul, good job today. I really appreciate this. I don't know anybody else who could have done this better than you. Come back soon.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Jim.
Paul Angles, ladies and gentlemen. Check him out. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.